Y'all didn't sound awake that time. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Morning. Our liturgy for today is Divine Service 3. Even though the words or the text is just printed in your bulletins, we will be singing that liturgy. So you can follow along that way. Most everybody knows the liturgy anyway, so you'll know how it goes. And if you need to use the hymnal, that's fine too, because everything else is going to be just like we normally do. Except some really nice hymns for Easter. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave me of my
sin. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor and miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent to them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The Lord is my strength and my song. Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power. You have led in your steadfast love the people whom you have redeemed. You will bring them in and plant them on your own mountain. The sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Glory be to God on high, and the Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we, who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection, may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for this Sunday of the resurrection of our Lord is taken from Exodus chapter 15, beginning with verse 2. I will sing to the Lord. Make that Isaiah 25, verse 6 through 9. On this morning, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ has risen from the dead. He has given him dominion over the works of his hand. The epistle lesson is from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now, I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance that I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe. And they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Let us join together in confessing our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. In the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Has anyone here been to the Holy Land? I'm not talking about St. Louis now. If you go there, if you ever get that opportunity, if you were to go, you would find the tomb of King David. You can see it. You would find the tomb of his son Solomon. You would even find the tomb of infamous Herod the Great, who wanted to kill Jesus when he was an infant. But if you go to the tomb that is the tomb of the Holy Sepulchre, there you will see an empty tomb. And it has been that way since that first Easter. Many have tried to say his body was stolen. That was started by the guards of the high priest who watched over that tomb overnight because they thought that's what would happen. Down through the ages, others have tried to debunk the story of Jesus' resurrection, but all have failed. Some of those that tried even became believers, though they weren't when they were trying. Jesus' tomb was empty. And that is our Easter message. That is our message for every day. When we get up in the morning, Martin Luther said, make the sign of the cross as a reminder that you were baptized into Christ, as a reminder that you died with him on the cross and you have been raised to a new life. So Easter really for us is every day, isn't it? Because we celebrate that in our lives. Now, we may break out in hymns sometime even. Other times we may not even think of a hymn, but our prayers, our Lord is on our lips. Whenever we pray to the one who said, pray in my name, and that is our risen Lord. And so we do. We pray in the name of Jesus, because there is no other name by which we may call upon our Father, who sent our Lord into this world to die for our sins and to be raised to life. For our justification, he did all of this. It is the grace of God. It is that grace that St. Paul speaks of in his letter to the Corinthians. He reminds them of that which we have believed. He is concerned, as he often is, with different brothers in the faith at the time who seem to be drawn away to that message, to that promise. But St. Paul always encourages us, as he did the Corinthians, by reminding us of the gospel. The gospel that St. Paul preached is the same gospel we hear today and every Sunday. We hear that gospel proclaimed, the one that St. Paul proclaimed, the one that Peter proclaimed, the one that James and John proclaimed, and all the other apostles, because they were eyewitnesses to this wonderful event that Jesus is not in the grave, but he is alive and he is among us. St. Paul reminds the Corinthians about the truth of this. We might even ask sometimes, or in our thoughts perhaps, think, well, how can I be certain that this is true? What if I'm wrong? What if one of the other religions are correct? Well, never fear. Never fear, because what we believe has been testified to, not by one. Perhaps we might question if only one saw Jesus alive, or even two, we might question that. But who is it that St. Paul says he appeared to? Well, he appeared to Cephas, and then the 12. And then he also appeared to 500 others. And he said some of them have already died, but most of them are still alive when he wrote that. These are the witnesses. These are the ones. But don't stop there. He says, James saw him. Now, not James the apostle, but James the half-brother of Jesus, who doubted that Jesus was the Messiah until after his resurrection. And Jesus appeared to James. And James became a great witness in Jerusalem and even sat in the place of a bishop in Jerusalem, where the seat of the church was. That was the place where we are always drawn to at this time of the year, to Jerusalem. To Jerusalem, because it's here in Jerusalem that we remember Jesus died as the Passover lamb. It's here in Jerusalem where he was buried. It's here in Jerusalem that an angel rolled the stone back so that two women could go in and see. They could see that it was empty and there was no body to be found except for St. Mark writes, a young man dressed in white. But we know that to be an angel who saw, or proclaimed rather, that Jesus was raised and he was going to go before his disciples into Galilee, and there he would see them. But we know that Jesus saw them at other times. We know there were two on the road to Emmaus that Jesus appeared to. What a wonderful testimony. See all these witnesses of our risen Lord. We don't believe in a made-up story. We don't believe in something that was made up, because who in their right mind would make up a story and go out to the world and spread it in order to grow a new religion, especially when it threatened their own lives? You see, that doesn't make sense. That goes against human nature of self-preservation. You don't make up some story that you know you will be beaten for and even possibly die. Who would do that? Well, maybe one person, maybe. But 12? And don't stop at just those 12, because there were other witnesses. They too went out and proclaimed. Now, we don't have their testimony written down like we do Peter's. We don't have their testimony or their letters written down as St. Mark, but we know of some of them. St. Paul speaks highly of them and praises their work among the brothers and sisters who are also engaged in teaching about the Lord, proclaiming the gospel, and showing the people how Jesus fulfilled all of Scripture. No one in their right mind would just go out and make up a story. So what happened? What changed? What changed was that Jesus is not dead. He is alive. And because he lives, the disciples are overjoyed after they get over their shock. But they are overjoyed and they are happy. And before Jesus will leave them, he will tell them to wait until the Spirit comes upon them. Wait till power from on high comes, and then you're going to go out into the world, starting here with Jerusalem and moving out from Jerusalem into Judea, beyond Judea into Samaria, beyond that into the world. And how the church has grown. How the church has grown. All over the world today, people are singing hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen today. Hallelujah. And they're singing other hymns in their languages. And all of us together make a beautiful choir, because we are singing with the saints who have gone before us, who sing at the altar of the Lord hymns of praise and thanksgiving. They are here with us today. God reaches down to this place and other churches, and all of heaven and earth rejoice, because Jesus is Lord. He is the King of Kings. He reigns. we sing praises to God because He removed the stone. Not just the stone at the tomb, but the stone that covered our hearts in disbelief. The stone that gets in the way sometimes, trying to creep back down, but God won't let it because His Word keeps it open in our hearts and in our lips, on our lips and on our tongues, so that we sing and confess Him to ourselves and to one another. Christ is alive, and we are thankful. Hallelujah. The Lord is risen. Amen. Now may the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you in this wonderful confession. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, on this glorious day, fill your people with a holy fear of the resurrection of your Son, that we would tremble no longer before the grave, but rejoice and live in the truth of your power to save. Lord, in your mercy, be with Matthew, our Synod President, Michael, our District President, and all our pastors. Keep them faithful to deliver to your people the apostolic gospel of your Son's death, burial, and resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, let us hold fast to the word preached to us, that receiving it with joy we may take our stand in it and be saved by it. Hinder all who would sow doubt into our hearts, and grant us courage to confess its truth in our life and conversation. Lord, in your mercy, bless Joseph, our president, and all who make and administer our laws. Frustrate the forces of evil, and do not let our leaders cooperate with them or further their goals. Guard our armed forces as they stand watch for us at home and abroad. Let them serve with honor and integrity. Lord, in your mercy, have mercy on the sick and those in any need. We lift up to you Pastor Scott and Judy Stallings, Larry Foltz, Robert Galabias, Alfred Durson, Jenny Turner, Don and Donna Tolner, Nelson Meyer, Gloria Havman, Pat Bias, Carl and Jackie Rush, Robert and Donna Knopf, and Wilfred Defoe. Let the dawning light of the new creation in Christ sustain them in faith. In accord with your will, grant them renewed health, a foretaste of their eternal healing in Him. Lord, in your mercy, give us joy in your Son's great victory feast as He shares with us from this altar in the eating of His true body and drinking of His precious blood in faith. Overcome our sin by His forgiveness and swallow up our death in His life, that we may be glad and rejoice in His salvation. Lord, in your mercy, comfort those who mourn with the truth of Christ's empty tomb, that in the midst of their grief they may abide in the hope of His resurrection. Uphold them in faith as they await the day when you will wipe away every tear from all faces. Lord, in your mercy, we join today in singing eternal alleluias with innumerable angels in festal gathering, with the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, and with the spirits of the righteous made perfect. And we bring these petitions before you, dear Father, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially, we are bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you all. Body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in joy and peace. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this sanitary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Any announcements this morning? Yes. Okay, go ahead.
And I just want to thank everybody who came out yesterday. We had a successful cleaning day. You notice there are no more bugs in the lights, and there's windows that have been cleaned, and cobwebs have been removed. So spiders have taken them, gone away, hopefully.
For now.
Thank you to Caroline for providing a delicious lunch. She had a big spread. It was pulled pork sandwiches, and coleslaw, and beans, and brownies. It was yum. I left what I had for supper last night. It was great. but anyway, thank you all for doing that. It was a good turnout.
And everyone is welcome to come to the fellowship hall. I believe there's a cake in there and some coffee in that.
A resurrection day.
And I've got a Bible study. I don't know why I told Don that no, there wasn't, but. I mean Steve, yeah, and there is one. It's from the eyes of the angel in the tomb. You know, we've been doing the eyes thing. You know, from the eyes of certain people in the scriptures. So that's what we will do this morning. And then I'm taking off on I think Tuesday for vacation. I'll be going to New Orleans and maybe Mobile even. Before I come back. So anyway, you've got Pastor Nixon, Ledbetter, and then the following Sunday,
Pastor Stewart.
Okay, dope. And if you need anything, call that man there, Steve. And if it's an emergency, I will come back. So. Okay, let's rise and we join in singing the closing hymn, Christ the Lord is Risen Today.